And I'd like to call today's meeting of this week's meeting sessions to order, April 8th. First order of business is with the Taney County Sheriff, Jimmy Russell. Good morning.
I had requested to post this meeting. Don Blue had come to me and informed that one of the employees that was part of the reduction in employment back in January, they signed a paper about the early retirement, so on and so forth. We issued money, and then I guess there was an opening that came that you're backfilling a position, and so he has selected this individual to come back to work. And so the question was, the money that we had issued, would it be considered a bonus or not because we gave them money? And in the document, evidently there was nothing that says if you ever get rehired, you have to pay the money back. So I'm a little unsure what we do, and Don was unsure how we handle that with the money that we did pay back or pay out based off of years of service. So
a couple of quick questions.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that the contracts were supposed to read that the monies would be paid back if, in fact, they came back to employment.
I thought so, too, but I looked at the contract, and I didn't see it, and Don looked at it, too, and didn't see it.
The later early employment or early retirement contracts, I believe, state that.
Okay.
But this was a severance.
No, I understand. I'm just rehashing that I thought that we had agreed upon that for both, but if it's not in there, it's not in there.
Okay.
So that's an issue.
If that wasn't in executive session, I want to listen to the minutes because I'm positive that it was stated and that maybe not put in the contract by Mr. Paulson, but I guarantee you that we talked about that very thing.
But the point is it's not
it's
in the
not
agreement.
They signed the document saying it fits in.
Okay. I'm perfectly fine with what I see what the document says. I just want to know if Mr. Paulson did not include it in that particular deal.
All right. So,
sorry.
Here is, but here's, well, here we are at the cross section here. What do we, what direction do we give? Is there anything we should do? Do we just move forward?
Well, we're at a dilemma, and we need to make a decision about policy because what if it was an employee that had been here for 25 or 30 years and we paid them $15,000
right,
and they're absent for 30 days and then come back? To me, that's not in the county's financial best interest. But
this is something I know Pat's going to be here. I mean, I think you've already selected the individual to come back. Is that correct?
Yeah. That person's already back to work.
But we're this person that whoever?
Yes.
Okay. And we're backfilling. So this is a position that was not expected to leave. Someone
right.
left. And, okay.
Right.
And my only concern was I don't want it to, by us accidentally missing the document not being right, looks like a bonus, and we get ourselves in trouble for paying bonuses.
We can't pay bonuses.
Right.
I know.
And so so that's why I said, should we get Pat? Should we just have Pat look at it when she's here today?
Yes.
If that's all right, Jimmy. I mean, we're going to be, we have an executive session posted for this afternoon. If you want to, we can extend it a little bit possibly and then bring Jimmy back over and have Pat explain it to us. And
what time is that this afternoon?
1 o'clock.
What about, as I'm looking at the sheet that's in front of me, and maybe this is something that we should be discussing in closed session because we're talking
right.
about something that directly affects an individual. But so that we will know in part what we need to be talking about, if that's what we're going to do. It chats about vacation, personal hours, sick, leave. I know that in some cases retirement would be affected. It may not be. That may take a longer period of time to have to be gone before it's affected, but there's a number of things we need probably to chat about.
I mean, I know that from my perspective, I didn't anticipate this to happen so fast. I mean, I didn't think we'd...
We didn't either.
And so I didn't know we'd be... Because isn't retirement, you can go... I mean, they may be... Were they involved in loggers or surfer?
I don't know how long the person was here.
No.
Okay. Before we go into any more discussion about it, I'd rather have Pat here to give us some counsel.
And I agree.
And it's just a matter of knowing what her perspective of what's in the document is. Well, and it'll give us time maybe to look at and listen.
And I don't have anything printed out for Pat, but we can.
Jimmy, that we got there so that everything will be fine.
Yeah. I also
Let me suggest that, in fact, because we're talking specifically about this individual, I don't mind going to executive session now with Jimmy and with Maggie to chat about this to protect the individual. And I honestly believe that we should do that. And then later, I mean, anything could come up. Jim might not be available if there's something that happens at 1 o'clock. But, I mean, we never know what's going to happen. So maybe we could hear what they have to say now, if that's all right with you, gentlemen.
Yep.
Is that okay, Dan?
That's all right with me.
And then talk to Pat is what I meant. I'd just like to hear what.
Motion go to executive pursuant 610.021.3 personnel.
I'll second with just one statement.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Second with one statement. The reason we're going into executive is because we're going to name the individual and name the amounts and things. Is that right?
Yeah, I have every reason to believe we have the ability to go into executive session,
okay,
and that's what you're being cautionary about, and I think we should be. Motion's been made and seconded to go into executive session for the purposes of personnel discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carried unanimously. We will then go into executive session.